Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yay. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Welcome, welcome to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, also known as Easy. What's up, everybody? Hey, how's everybody's afternoon doing? We have a lot of really cool stuff to talk about. We had a blast yesterday, man. I don't even know where to start, what happened yesterday with this, with the official QB talk show shoot. Oh, my gosh. It was just so amazing. And you guys can actually go to HollywoodItGuy.com and check it out, because it's posted, because that's how I roll. Posted like the next day, bam, just like that. So we're going to start off, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about, as you know, we always do trippy trending topics, and you know, I thought it was pretty trippy and it was trending that we had a basketball lingerie team in the house yesterday and in the studio. And oh my gosh, I've never hung out with so many beautiful girls in my life. I just couldn't handle it. It's tough to be easy. It really is. It's tough to be me, but I try to bear through it every day. I try to do my best. No, I'm kidding. All right, so check this out, guys. I was looking, and in honor of that, there's actually this is on Yahoo, trippy trending topic. It's called the Bikini Basketball League is a real thing, and it'll be here before the end of the year. So they're talking about Bikini Basketball League, and now here's what it says. It was only a matter of time before human evolution brought us to this. Women's bikinis playing basketball in an organized league. So they're basically kind of doing like an NBA of bikini basketball. Well, I got news for you. I work with the lingerie version of bikini basketball. Shout-outs to my girl Nina with the lingerie basketball. You can follow them on Twitter at LingerieBball on Twitter. And so basically it says, but there has to be no games of yet. This is the bikini basketball we're talking about. Even though there are 7 set franchises in 6 cities, according to League's Twitter account, you've got to go to Chicago, Desiree, Orlando, Ladies Cats, Miami, Spice, Los Angeles, Ice, New York, Knockouts, Hollywood Hotties, and Atlanta Fleet Angels. I guess those are the names of the teams. Considering the success of the Lingerie Football League, success is being defined as a rapper. So I guess, you know, the girls are taking over now. I'm cool with that. No argument there. But so you guys can check that out if you want to know more information on that. Go to Yahoo, check it out, the bikini basketball thing. There's a lot of stuff on that. But, yeah, we are actually working with QB, which is the platform that's doing my talk show now. There's a lingerie basketball league, actually. A friend of mine, Nina, actually created, and I hung out with, like, 10 of them yesterday. You guys can see those pictures, HollywoodItGuy.com. And man, it was just crazy. So before we get started, and before we introduce you guys to our wonderful guests, and I don't know, this must be like beautiful time. I'm hanging out with a lot of beautiful people, and we have a very beautiful guest. And if you guys go to WTVNetworks.com, and you click on Who's Hot Radio, and you click on our guest, you will see who. Well, actually, you guys obviously know because we've been advertising. We got Chrissy Henderson. We're not going to quite introduce her yet, but Chrissy Henderson, man, she is a Playboy model. She's a philanthropist. She's doing major, major things. She's got major things going on, and we'll be introducing her pretty soon. But I want to get through a couple special, special shout-outs because literally, guys, we did a shoot for probably 9.5 hours straight. No breaks. 9.5 hours straight yesterday for this talk show. So I'll especially shout out the Page Twins, Lingerie B-Ball, Jezeray, one of the team players, Lingerie B-Ball, Shane Sparks, my boy Shane Sparks, which is, you know, everybody knows Shane Sparks, the celebrity dance choreographer who did all the dance choreography for the show. Hannah, which is a 13-year-old singer, amazing singer, Ryan Torres, Papa John's Pizza for supporting, Najee Detesh, the Blue Ranger and the Power Rangers, my agent, Tina Truman, all the models that showed up. We must have had over 27 models in the house. Kid Kamikaze, he was one of the talents. Nausea for doing the bikini nun checking.
Yeah, bikini nunchucking. You heard that right. Ty Hollywood, celebrity host and TV personality. The whole QB team. Man, you guys got to check out QB. It's the next biggest social network coming out. Shada Prince, which is my business, one of the business lead managers on the team. My dad, obviously. Sagar. Shorty Mac. Everybody knows who Shorty Mac is. Shorty Mac was in the house. John Namer. Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment Sun, was in the house. David Aguilera, celebrity paparazzi blogger. Kian and Sam. Man, these kids are doing it real big. They're celebrity YouTube sensations, and they came out. We did an interview with them, did some cool stuff with them. And I mean, it was just so much fun, man. The whole QB production team, Jake White, the next Steven Spielberg, you heard me say it. This guy's amazing, big actor. Dana, part of the QB team, Marcus, Donna, the photographer that came through, Jessica Rich from VH1's Real Chance of Love, the Fox show with George Lopez. She's doing it real big. She came out, she did a little fashion segment teaching you guys the secrets of how to really fashionize and accessorize yourself, and that was a lot of fun. And of course Eric, her patsy for the day, showing you how she did that makeover with him and whatnot. So the talents that we had, guys, and this is what you have to expect from the show coming up, is a 13-year-old singer. This girl yodels, she can break glasses. I'm not even kidding. And she's 13. She's amazing. The most beautiful German girl you've ever seen in your life, in a pink bikini doing nunchucking, nunchuck katas and crazy stuff, and not beating herself in the head. I tried to do it and I knocked myself out. Bikini contest. We had a wonderful bikini contest. Shout out to all the models. Kid Kamikaze for doing his thing. Keen and Sam for being guests on the show. Shorty Mac came out and did a celebrity cameo. Jessica Rich, and obviously the Lingerie Basketball League. Man, they're doing little cool routines and basketball tricks, and I don't know how they're prancing around. And they go hard, too, man. They actually play basketball. One girl socked another girl in the face. I mean, it's crazy. This show is going to be amazing, guys. Stay tuned. In order to watch it, you got to go to my QB channel, QUBEEY, and go to my QB channel, follow it. If you follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, you will know everything going down. It's just real simple. Follow that Twitter, ericzuley, and you'll know all the 411 going down with the show, the radio show, the television show, all the fun things happen. All right, so we have been waiting patiently. I know our fans have been waiting patiently. The lines are open, 347-215-8709, if you want to talk to her. I'll say that again, 347-215-8709. Man, I am excited to announce this guest, bring her on. You guys can see her in Mixed Magazine, the front cover. You can see her. She's a Playboy model. She's doing a lot of philanthropist activities. She'll tell you the more that's going on with her. She is so beautiful. I warn you, if you go to the page and you look at her page, make sure you get a pillow under your jaw sitting on the table, because you will hurt your jaw because it will drop very far when you see her. We're excited to announce our guest, very, very good friend of mine. Oh, my God, we got it right here, and I'm looking at the pictures, like, so, wow. Chrissy Henderson, are you on the line? You're on the show. How are you doing?
Hey, what up? How are you?
Hey, girl, how you doing? Thank you so much for being a guest on the show, Who's Hot Radio, BG Radio, the Who's Hot show, doing it the easy way, and man, are you beautiful. That's all I got to say. You got some amazing, amazing pictures. I've had people hit me up, how do you know a girl like that? You know, you're doing such amazing things, and let me talk a little bit about how we met. I don't know obviously people have seen Meet the Spartans and Transformers and all the wonderful things my man Jared's been in. Man, Jared asked me to come down to his music video shoot. I came down, supported, you know, we did it the easy way, and I just saw this beautiful girl, just, you know, she was the lead in the video, and she's just chilling, she's sitting on a motorcycle, I think it was, and I don't know. There's just something about her.
Yeah, we were doing the Kanye West and Jay-Z, Big Sean. Who else is? Oh no, Big Sean. That's on the Mercy. Big Sean was in our video though. Going out in Vegas? I don't even know the name. That's so sad. Falling in Vegas.
It was something like that. It was crazy.
We did the parody to that song. And that's where we met. And I love Jared. He's awesome. So
Oh, yeah. Shout
big
out
thanks
to Jared.
To him
make
for
sure
introducing
guys...
me to you.
No, yeah, shout out to Jarob. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. Just Google Jarob and Transformers. You'll probably find him. And he's a big, big actor. He's done many, many great things. Real good dude. Good friend of mine. Known him for so long. And because of him, I met Chrissy Henderson. We started hanging out. But really what connected us is we started talking about the philanthropist side of what we do. You know, I mean, we both do so many things. And there's just that great connection there. And, you know, she followed me on Twitter. I followed her back. Social media, guys, use it. Awesome, awesome tool. And now we have you on the show, Chrissy. So I know
yeah,
we have a lot
I'm
of listeners. We want to shout out Blog Talk Radio for featuring you on the homepage. You're on the homepage.
Thanks, guys.
You know how many people? Do you know how many people, how many members are on Blog Talk Radio?
Man, I
know. You're talking about like 2 million members or something like that. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Well, big shout out to them. And thank you guys for putting me on the front page. I appreciate that.
And they appreciate you. all right, Chris, tell us the story. I'm gonna shut up now because I know I talk a lot, but I'm a host. That's what I'm supposed to do. Tell us the story.
You talk a lot, but it's
Chris,
all good.
Tell us the story. Where were you born? How did this get started? Tell us from the beginning when Chris was a little 5-year-old girl, wanted to be a model, meeting the next person. How did you get you with your agents? Tell us the story of how Chrissy Henderson began.
Okay, originally from Dallas, Texas, been in L.A. for about 8 years now, went to school for film and acting and directing, and that's kind of something I always wanted to do. I did a lot of Broadway stuff and theater growing up, so I just felt like L.A. was my home, went out there, was on a couple of big TV shows like CSI, Las Vegas, Level 26 with Michael Ironside, Chase, with Jesse Metcalf and Cole Hauser and a bunch of other stuff, co-starred in a series with Billy Zane. So I got to work with some amazing people. And I had two movies that came out last year, a mafia movie called Hacienda and a scary movie called Deadline. And I've just been kind of steadily working and took a little break from acting and got into modeling and Playboy reached out to me and asked them if I want. They asked me if I wanted to shoot for them, and I said yeah, and I got a cover. And so now I'm just kind of taking a break from all that, and I started a charity called Feed LA, and I feed the homeless daily in West Hollywood with the Greater West Hollywood Food Coalition, and we feed about 150 to 350 people daily. So,
oh wow,
that's
amazing. That's cool. We work with the Union Rescue Mission too, and they feed about almost the same. We should put the two together and just it's all about helping, man. There's so many people that need the help, and so many people just don't take the time. And so that's really awesome of you to take your celebrity to give it for a good cause, good reason. You know, help raise awareness, get people fed, and that's awesome. Is there any other charities you're working with?
Yeah, I mean, I try to get my hands in everything. I also work with an organization called Stop Child Trafficking Now. And basically, we have teams all over the U.S. that go and rescue children that are sold into sex trafficking. And you'd be surprised, like, how many kids are abducted from, like, 8 years old to 12 years old that are being sexually abused and, like, sold into sex slavery. It's really disgusting and sad, and luckily there's people out there who care and are, you know, putting their jobs on hold and going and rescuing these kids, so that's pretty amazing.
That is so awesome, and for anybody that doesn't really know about that, I mean, there's a movie actually that's called Taken, and it really shows what that situation, if you ever, you know, it just shows what that's like, and Taken 2 is actually going to be coming out pretty soon. So that's a big major cause. It's awesome that you're involved in that. We do have a couple callers, and just to let you guys know, we will be answering calls probably at about 12:30. That's going to be the time we'll be answering the calls. So for now, just sit back and listen to the show. But hey, that's so awesome, Chrissy. You know, I'm really proud of you, and proud that you're using your celebrity and your blessings for the right reasons. That means you're going
to
get blessed.
You have to. You got to give back to your community and you know, if you don't have time to, like, volunteer, definitely find a cause and donate. So definitely you can go to my website, feedlosangeles.org, and donate there. So
Definitely, guys. Make sure you go to that feedlosangeles.org and, you know, donate. It's a serious, serious cause. And that's so awesome that, you, that you're doing that. All right, so now let's get to your, your, I mean, I know a lot of listeners are, I mean, the Playboy thing. I've been in the mansion 5 different times. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
tell us about your Playboy experience. You know, what's your experience with Hef? You know, what's it like being a Playboy model? Like, give us the rundown.
It's basically like a big sorority, like we're all sisters, and for me, I was a little nervous and never shot nude before, but I was like, you know, when am I going to get this opportunity again? And I wasn't expecting to get a cover out of it, and I really gained a lot of confidence in my body. I've always been kind of insecure. I'm very curvy like Kim Kardashian, and you know, all my girlfriends are pretty fit. Like, I'm just very womanly compared to everybody. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And I'm so happy that I did it. And I made a lot of really good friendships out of it. So for me, it was just an amazing experience. And I got to travel and it paid my bills, which was even better. So I got to do a lot of things with it.
Awesome. So Playboy pays pretty well?
Yeah, they pay pretty good.
I didn't know you were on the cover of Playboy.
It's different. It ranges. I mean, just depending on stuff that you do, you know, you get $500,000 to $25,000 when you're a playmate. So, and a playmate of the year gets $100,000 and a car, I believe. So there's definitely a lot of perks and being part of that. And there's a lot of great actresses and models who have posed with Playboy. So it's not like, you know, not to down hustle or anything like that. It's a very more prestigious, beautiful thing. Like, you know, women are beautiful and their bodies are beautiful, and they shouldn't be taken out of that context, you know? It's just appreciation of the womanly body. I'm glad I did it.
If you look at it that way, you know, a woman's body, if you look at, like, art, you know, and there's a lot of art.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, women are beautiful. We give, you know, we give life, and we're such in a toxic, like, perverted world right now where I think people kind of lost that essence of how beautiful women are. So it's nice to appreciate a woman and her body and just, for that specifically, you know, art.
Awesome. So you'd say the Playboy is a classy nude magazine. Very classy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Now, okay, so I didn't know that you were on the cover of Playboy. What issue?
I'm on February of this year for lingerie.
Oh, yeah, February of this year for lingerie. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Where's my issue? I'll give you my address.
I'll sign one for you. I'll give it to you next time I see you.
hook it up. Ooh, a signed Playboy. Hey, you know, that's a thought. I mean, all the listeners, you know, if you want a signed Playboy copy of the front cover Playboy model, Chrissy Henderson, she's on the line right now. The calls are open, 347-215-8709. We are getting some callers, and maybe we can do a little contest or something. They can follow us. And you know, I always do like the most unique tweet that has to do with Playboy, has to do with what they listen on the show. You know, they basically can win a chance to maybe get a signed autograph Playboy copy from you or something.
Definitely.
We could do something fun to interact with all those listeners.
Definitely.
So, okay, cool. So what, you're from Texas. You know, you're a Texas person. Now how long have you been in L.A.?
I've been in L.A. 8 years.
8 years, okay.
So I've been there for a hot minute.
I see. So Texas or L.A.? What do you prefer? Your hometown or the L.A. town?
Oh man, L.A.
L.A.?
I can breathe in L.A. Like, I just get there and I'm so full of energy. Texas is more like come home, get grounded, do the family thing, go to the state fair, which is going on right now, by the way. It's amazing. And, you know, it's more like a family environment, and L.A. is more like go, 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 work, work, work. So I like to balance.
You gotta be a hustler to keep up.
right, so I heard you say in the beginning you were doing some movies. You're an actress and stuff. Talk to us about the actress side of Chrissy.
I did. I did two movies last year, and it was really great. First two feature films I've ever done, so that was pretty awesome and exciting. And I think I like TV more. It's a little bit more fun and laid back more than movies, but I've got to work with some amazing, well-known people in the industry, so I'm really blessed for that.
Yeah, who are some of the people that you've worked with?
Well, I've gotten to work with Jareb, for one. Michael Ironside, he's an amazing actor, he's in everything. Some more people, Josh Henderson, oh my gosh, off the top of my head, Cole Hauser, Jesse Metcalf, those kinds of people.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like you had all the CSI
crew, like, they were really awesome. That was probably my favorite thing that I got to do with CSI, so.
So what kind of roles did you play? Like, so you've done two films.
I usually am playing like a mean sorority girl. I'm playing either like a victim or like a hooker. I get a lot of like the sexy vixen roles because that's kind of my look, but or like the mean sorority girl.
So hopefully
coming up, I get to do more like superhero action stuff. That's what I would love to have Angelina Jolie's career.
That's what I was gonna say. Is what type of role would you wanna play, and who would you wanna play with?
Oh yeah, I mean, I would love to work with Leonardo DiCaprio, Shia LaBeouf. I think he's amazing. Angelina Jolie, like, definitely all the action movies for sure.
So tell us about the life of a playboy model / actress. I know a lot of people probably come up to you and, hey, can you be my escort for this red carpet, or hey, can you be with them? They probably utilize your beauty to hang out with them. And you probably go to a lot of fun red carpet stuff, and like, just tell us about what the life is like.
Definitely, I do the red carpet thing here and there. I don't really have a household name yet, where people really, honestly, really care that much. But as long as I'm constantly working and building my resume, like, my time will come, and I feel like this next year will definitely be a breakout year for me. I've taken a bunch of like small stepping stones, and now I'm really, you know, focused on my career and where I want to be in it. So I think this next year, a lot more people will know my name for sure.
So now you know one of the most important things in progression in your career is your team. Talk to us a little bit about your team. How big of a team do you have, and who do you have, and you know what's the campaign? What's the focus?
I mean, I guess my team would be my amazing agent, Brian McCabe with Venture IAB. He's amazing, and he always, you know, is booking me amazing roles. So if it wasn't for him, I'd be just another person in LA trying to get work. So he really vouches for me. And I guess my friends just, you know, telling me to live my dreams and go out and do it and not care what anybody says. So
yeah, you have to be a leader and do you as best as you can. So you have your agent. You know, I used to be with Venture. That was the same agency that got me my commercial, my Axe Body Spray commercial.
Yeah, they're great, and I love Brian. Like, he's the best. He's like family, and that, you know, when you have that kind of relationship with your agent, it's always amazing. So
how important do you think social media is as far as advancing your career nowadays?
Oh, I'm addicted to social media. I love it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I'm on all of it, so add me. I think it's really important. I get a lot of jobs based off Facebook and Twitter, and most of the time I'm like going out and booking my own stuff. So if it wasn't for that, I don't know where I would be today. So I'm very thankful and blessed for that.
Awesome. Do you have any inspirations, any particular inspirations that you watch that you kind of follow? What inspires you to do what?
Man, I honestly, everybody inspires me. I feel like everybody you meet, there's something to learn from them. So I don't have anybody in particular that I'm like, oh my gosh, I idolize you. I try to like take something from everybody that I meet.
Okay. So what's up next for you? What's coming out? Now, I know you've obviously done the covers, you've done the Playboy thing. I know Mix Magazine, you know, put you out there. You're a philanthropist. You said you're trying to start your own charity, right?
Yeah. Yep. Feed LA. Right.
Feed LA. Okay.
Right now, I'm in chill mode. I'm in Texas right now, visiting my family, and my boyfriend is doing his new record. So I've just been concentrating on that and hanging out and enjoying doing the family life. So.
What about the that's great. And by the way, guys, anybody that's listening, it's really important to make sure you have the sanity by your family.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you there is a huge movie. It's the second. I can't say what movie that I'll be doing next year. It starts filming late next year, but it's with it's a movie everybody's seen and was amazed by. So once I can talk more about it, I will. But this will definitely be a big career launch for me. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you.
All right.
And I want to tell everybody
now. You're on a beach in your beautiful bikini, and you're walking, and you trip over a metal thing, and you end up finding a genie, a lamp's genie. You get three wishes. What would those wishes be?
Oh man, I get three wishes.
Three wishes.
All right. Three wishes. All right. I'm trying to think. That's hard. I only get three.
Well, before we talked, you said go ahead, ask me anything. I said okay, you sure?
I would have asked for an endless supply of money so that I could do all my charity work. My second wish would be, oh man, I don't know.
Come on, there's so many different things you could do with it. Do you want any superpowers, or is there any particular position you'd want to be in as a model or an actress? But hey, guys, we're gonna go ahead and listen to a couple of our celebrity drops and our support. You know, we'll be right back with Chrissy's answer to her second and third wish.
Yeah.
The BG Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your host, Eric Zulli, now the new official host for QB, new hottest social network on the planet. Make sure you check it out, QUBEEY. And we'll be right back. And again, we're with Chrissy, Playboy model, actress extraordinaire. Follow her, Chrissy Henderson, HENDERSON. Follow her on Twitter. Follow me, Eric Zulli. And go ahead and listen to these drops, and we'll be right back. And you know what? I forgot to give you the red carpet treatment, Chrissy. Red carpet treatment. Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
How can we get you out of that? Ooh. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way. Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hello. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I can't get to my phone. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording...
Sorry, I can't get to my phone. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.